the boy orator of the Platte, also known as the Great Commoner. What Bryan did was take the populist movement, merge it with the Democratic Party, and add a strong leavening of religious fundamentalism and a sort of almost a messianic view of politics. He made the famous speech in the Democratic Convention that the workers and farmers are being crucified on a cross of gold. The thorny crown is being placed on their heads by the financial interests, by the banks, by the railroads, by the gold standard more than anything else. And according to this Wizard of Oz interpretation, actually, Bryan is the cowardly lion. Actually, because in the next election, he didn't push it quite as hard as he did in the first. Who knows? But William Jennings Bryan takes over the Democratic Party to a certain extent, is nominated to run for president. And this election then became a very, very tough party, a deaf election. The Eastern financial establishment was not at all pleased when they looked at William Jennings Bryan. The New York Times referred to him as an irresponsible, unregulated, ignorant, prejudiced, pathetically honest, and enthusiastic crank. Enthusiasm has sort of changed its connotation. Back in those days, enthusiasm was what we today might consider over-enthusiasm with religious overtones often with it.